sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 18th of June, 2011. And we have Vicki Davis waiting in the wings, and we'll get to hear her as quickly as we can. I wanted to get into this ATF testimony before Congress real quickly here, because I think it's vitally important to understand how the federal government is engineering crises to facilitate my thinking that taking away of your firearms, that's a major thing. This is something that is going on, even as we have United Nations agreements on small arms and light weapons being talked about. And that's something that's been in the works for many, many years. But this ATF story, we have ATF agents have come forward. We told you about this, I think, a little more than a month ago now, how they have come forward to report that the federal government ordered them to stand down, to allow firearms to be purchased at firearms stores. Some of the firearms stores actually reported that there were straw men buying. That's the official term for somebody who's actually buying these for other people in the cartel. These straw men were actually making purchases at U.S. gun stores. And then ATF agents wanted to intervene, and they were told, no, you can't do that. Just watch, just survey, take notes, just document what you see, and do nothing. And in the meantime, we had the administration saying, you know, and of course the administration of Mexico, saying that all these guns are coming in to Mexico, they're getting into the hands of the cartel members. We have the troops on the borders, the National Guard, this token number of troops that Obama sent to the border. We covered on the show how they sent these troops to the border, and at the time, Calderon made the statement, or actually it was the embassy down there in Mexico. And we read it right here on this program about how they said, you know, we trust that the administration is not going to be using these troops to stop the migrants from coming from Mexico into the United States, because that would violate international agreements. They actually said that on their website. So there are international agreements which require the U.S., or at least attempt to require us to stand down our border, basically. And so you have that going on, and then you have the arming of the cartels, which serve to facilitate the removal of firearms. The only problem is the information got out, because the ATF agents, when one of their colleagues were killed, says, hey, this is what's going on. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Vicki Davis is waiting in the wings, and we'll get to her in just a moment. I want to finish up this ATF story here. Reuters reports agents for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives in Arizona told the House of Representatives Oversight Committee that they were told not to arrest the so-called straw buyers, and instead, when we're talking about guns, the straw buyers of guns, and instead see where the guns went. Republicans and Democrats on the panel expressed outrage about the ATF program, which was called Operation Fast and Furious, and demanded answers from the Obama administration about why arrests were secondary to tracking the firearms. We monitored as they purchased handguns, AK-47s, variants, and 50 caliber rifles almost daily at times. That was John Dodson, the ATF special agent in Phoenix, he told the committee. Rather than conduct any enforcement actions, we took notes and recorded observations. All right, CNS News reports that John Dodson, a special agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, told the House Oversight Committee that when he discovered his agency was carrying out a plan specifically designed to deliver loads of weapons into the hands of criminals, including operatives purchasing guns for Mexican drug cartels, he says, this is not a matter of some weapons that had gotten away from us. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip because it's pretty powerful what he has to say. He says, this was the plan. The plan was to arm the cartels. Listen to what he has to say here.
Simply put, during this operation referred to as Fast and Furious, we, the ATF, failed to fulfill one of our most fundamental obligations, to caretake the public trust, in part to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. When I became involved in this operation in late 2009, the ATF agents running it briefed me that the local Phoenix firearms dealers had provided them with a list of more than 40 individuals whom they believed to be purchasing guns for others, straw purchasers. Of these individuals, several were members or believed to have connections with Mexican drug cartels. Those identified straw purchasers were the initial suspects of this investigation. From the earliest days of that operation, after the briefing, I had no question that the individuals we were watching were acting as straw purchasers and that the weapons they purchased would soon be trafficked to Mexico and or other locales along the southwest border or other places in the United States. And ultimately, these firearms would be used in a violent crime. However, we did nothing to intervene. Over the course of the next 10 months that I was involved, we monitored as they purchased handguns, AK-47 variants, and 50 caliber rifles, almost daily at times. Rather than conduct any enforcement actions, we took notes, we recorded observations, we tracked movements of these individuals, we wrote reports, but nothing more. Knowing all the while, just days sometimes after these purchases, the guns that we saw these individuals buy would begin turning up at crime scenes in the United States and in Mexico, and yet we still did nothing. I recall, for example, one suspect, as he met with another, received a bag full of cash. That cash, he then proceeded to a local FFL who conducted a transaction of firearms that we had authorized him to do. The straw purchaser then left the federal firearms dealer and met again with that third party and delivered the firearms to him. And still we did nothing. Although my instincts maybe want to intervene and interdict those weapons, my supervisors directed me and my colleagues not to make any stop or arrest, but rather to keep them under surveillance while allowing the guns to walk. Surveillance operations like these were the rules. They were not the exceptions. This is not a matter of some weapons that had gotten away from us or allowing a few to walk so that we could follow them to a much larger, more significant target. Allowing loads of weapons that we knew to be destined for criminals was the plan.
Did you hear that, folks? Allowing loads of weapons that we knew were going into the hands of criminals was the plan.
This was the mandate. I remember a lecture by Army Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. I borrow from it now. ATF is supposed to be the guardians, the sheepdogs, that protect against the wolves that prey upon us, especially along our southern border. But rather than meet the wolf head on, we sharpened his teeth, added number to his claw. All the while, we sat idly by watching, tracking, and noting as he became a more efficient and effective predator. Prior to my coming to Phoenix, I had never been involved in or even heard of an operation in which law enforcement officers would let guns walk. The very idea of doing so is unthinkable to most law enforcement. I and other field agents involved in this operation repeatedly raised these concerns with our supervisors. In response, we were told that we simply did not understand the plan. I cannot begin to think of how the risk of letting guns fall into the hands of known criminals could possibly advance any legitimate law enforcement interest. I hope the committee will receive a better explanation than I.
Okay. Now, he was told he didn't understand the plan. What was the plan? That's the real question here. That's what really is at the heart of this whole issue. Roger Hedcock says, Obama specifically claimed back in 2009, he says, Homeland Security Chiefs Janet Napolitano, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Dianne Feinstein in 2009 had all charged that the increasing violence in Mexico was caused by gun purchases that were made too easily in the U.S. They called on Congress to act to tighten gun control laws. Obama specifically claimed that 90% of the weapons in the cartel's hands were purchased in the U.S., which is sheer nonsense. Of the 100,000 or so guns recovered by the Mexicans at crime scenes at the time, 18,000 were found to be manufactured, sold, or imported from the United States. Of those, 7,900 came from federally licensed gun shops. Of those 7,900, 3,500 came from Operation Fast and Furious. Was Operation Fast and Furious an Obama program to create a self-fulfilling prophecy and accomplish a gun control objective? Again, the agent's testimony was clear. Over 10 months in 2009 and 2010, Dodson testified that on an almost daily basis, he was ordered to take notes, record conversations, videotape gun purchases. You just heard him say that. Make reports from and track the movements of these straw buyers, but nothing more. With everyone knowing the guns were headed for Mexico and the drug cartels, Dodson said his fellow agents were ordered to not stop or arrest the suspects or impede the flow of weapons. When the straw buyers handed the guns off to third parties, ATF agents were told to follow the straw buyers, not the third parties who headed for the border with the guns. When the agents objected, they were told to get with the program, and that the higher-ups, including senior ATF officials, had sanctioned the operation. In other words, you don't know the plan. You don't know the plan. You're unfamiliar with the plan. Trust us. In a January 25, 2011 Phoenix press conference, Special Agent in Charge William Newell was asked whether ATF agents were ever ordered to allow guns to walk into Mexico, and he said, quote, hell no. Leaked email traffic from spring 2010 documents show the ATF management from Acting Director Kenneth Melson on down were personally briefed in Phoenix on Operation Fast and Furious by Newell. One of these emails described Melson's intense interest in the program, including getting the IP address for the hidden cameras located in a gun shop in Arizona so he could watch the straw buyer buy guns on the screen in his Washington, D.C. office. Melson later said Fast and Furious was really a sting operation, quote, gone wrong. The agents had been ordered not to stop the little fish, the straw buyers, so that the guns could be traced to the big fish, the cartel bosses. This lame explanation, as you just heard John Dodson say, wasn't really the real deal, wasn't really what they were doing. But Roger says this lame explanation ignored the fact that ATF agents were ordered to not follow the guns and that ATF had no jurisdiction to take down anyone in Mexico. In fact, no sting had ever occurred. No arrests of cartel bosses ever happened. ATF made no effort to trace the guns after they crossed the border. ATF agents feared that one day one of these guns would show up at a crime scene. That day came one night last December when Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, armed with a beanbag gun, was killed by an AK-47 armed cartel bandito in the Arizona desert. The serial numbers on two AK-47s found at the site of the shooting identified them as coming from one of the straw purchases that the ATF agents had been tracking but were ordered not to stop. The Mexican government has linked 150 of its police or military casualties to Fast and Furious guns. And as Israel points out, referring to the State Department report, in the last 111 Americans were killed in Mexico, victims of the drug war. They go on to talk about, the CBS report, which one of which we played on this show probably about a month ago now. But anyway, this, folks, I'm going to leave that there because we have Vicki Davis waiting, and I don't want to keep her waiting any longer. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this all is about taking away your firearms rights. And I have a hunch that none of this drug cartel violence would have ever happened. It's being encouraged along by those in the highest levels of power for a specific purpose. It's the Hegelian dialectic all over again. Creating the problem so that they can turn around and have the public reaction and introduce their own predetermined solution. It's a pattern they keep engaging over and over and over again because it works so well. So we have UN agreements right now on small arms and light weapons that are being talked about and pushed. The small arms treaty is waiting in the wings. And this is a United Nations thing. Put this into a search engine, Small Arms Treaty, United Nations. Research it, because this is what the ultimate goal is. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to bring up Vicki Davis with Channeling Reality. Her website is linked up with ours at governamerica.com. Her website is channelingreality.com. Stay with us, folks. Lots going on, lots to cover, and your phone calls will be welcome as well later on in the program. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. And Vicki Davis, she is a systems analyst, or was a computer programmer until her job was outsourced to India. And as so many jobs are today, incidentally, the unemployment numbers from Thursday are out. We have been now above 400,000 jobless claims for 10 straight weeks now. The media is putting a spin on the fact that evidently benefits fell last week. The claims fell 16,000, but they're still at a seasonally adjusted 414,000 for the last 2 weeks, last 4 weeks. 414,000, so it's 400,000 new jobless claims for 10 straight weeks now. And they're telling us we're in a recovery. I mean, at this rate, listeners, there's not going to be anything left. You know, McDonald's is hiring, I guess. Maybe Walmart might be hiring, although I hear they're doing a little bit of, they're in trouble as well. But Vicki Davis is joining us. And Vicki, thanks for holding on there. I appreciate your patience as I covered the gun runner thing.
Yeah, well, that's a very important story, and the plan is all part and parcel of the reinvention of government, which I define really as a coup d'etat, an administrative coup d'etat to begin with, but then, of course, you know, once they control the administration, they control the money, then it all flows from there. So that's a very important story to expose.
You know, I think it goes back partially to this La Paz agreement. Originally they were calling it Border Region 21, and then it was Border 21, and then they changed it to Border 2012. It had different name changes and maybe different aspects, but this U.S.-Mexican border region, in my thinking, it was implemented to kind of blur the border area. And so if you have a border region, anytime you have a region, you have an elimination of borders.
Right, and they put the authority for that border region in the hands of the Environmental Protection Agency director and the ultimate responsibility for that area. And it's a defined area. It started out as 100 kilometers on each side of the border with the State Department. Okay, so, and it was ostensibly the purpose of that agreement was for environmental border cleanup cooperation. It was all done under the auspices of cleaning up the environment. Well, if you understand the history of technology and how it has progressed, you know, the first phase of technology was to automate the factories. Second phase of automation is to automate the office administrative functions. Third stage of automation is to automate our entire environment.
Yeah, and eventually automate people as well. And I know that sounds bizarre to say that, but I was just talking to John in Tennessee, I think it was yesterday, about the fact that we actually have the link up on the website right now to the story. But maybe I'll find it here as time progresses. But what they're talking about is under this new technocratic system, the Borg would be assimilated very easily.
We are part of the environment, and that's why they consider us on the same level as the animals, and they intend to manage us in the same way that they manage animals.
Right. The headline is IBM, resistance is unnecessary, the Borg will assimilate comfortably. IBM is very involved in that, and I guess IBM has been very involved in a lot of things throughout this whole plan. I know you've written a lot about IBM in the past, but that story's up on the website. You know, Vicki, this idea that we need the Border 21 or Border Region 21 or 2012 or whatever it's called now, now we have situations where they're actually putting wilderness areas along the border. And you're thinking, is that a part of this whole thing?
Well, it's part of making it a management area, and whatever the managers decide to do, that's what they do. They do have an ultimate plan, land use plan, for the whole United States. I'm sure everybody has seen the wildlands plan, you know, or the Yellowstone to Yukon and the biodiversity map and all of that. Well, something I just discovered recently is there really is actually documentation on what their plan was in terms of the cities. Agenda 21, of course, there's one chapter in there. I can't tell you which chapter it is, but they do talk about having people live in human settlements.
Yeah.
A city is a human settlement.
That's right.
The land use plan for our cities is to create metropolitan regions and that's where they plan on people living and then rewilding everything else.
Yep, that's right. Hey, let's take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll continue. Folks, you're welcome to call in, too. We'll give the number when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And if you go there, you'll find Vicki Davis's website as well, channelingreality.com. It's linked up with ours there on a permanent basis. Right now it's on the guest information, but you can also see it on our recommended links. She's got a lot of valuable research that she does there and documents her findings on her website. The call-in number, if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have something to add or have a question, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Vicki, I want to get your opinion on this. I found this article that I referenced earlier, and this you know, because the science, you know, the other side tells us what they're going to do in the entertainment industry. Whenever they put out movies, they put out science fiction series like Star Trek, The Next Generation, various Star Trek series. I mentioned The Next Generation because that's the main one that I'm familiar with. But they have all this technology in there, and they introduce these ideas into the psyche of the American people. And it's all science fiction, and it's something that you say, well, isn't that fun to think about? Isn't that interesting? But then it's like they've already been researching in these areas, though, because that's how they know to put this stuff in there. So it's like they condition the population to accept these ideas ahead of time, and then later on down the road, the science fiction of yesterday that we saw in our entertainment outlets becomes reality because they really know that their fiction, what they're presenting as fiction, is really fact. It's really where they want to take society into the future. Now, this MSNBC article says IBM thinks about the next 100 years. 100 years from now, we will be will we be assimilated by machines, or will we assimilate them? These are the kinds of issues facing international business machines as the company begins its second 100 years. Right now, most folks are thinking about the past 100 years at IBM, which is celebrating the centennial of its founding on Thursday. But for Bernard Meyerson, the company's vice president of innovation, it's all about the next century. He says that's pretty much what we think about. He has plenty to look back on, including his own not-so-small IBM past innovations, and they go into some of those, and I won't bore you with those details. Skipping down here, they say, but enough about the past, what about the future? Going forward, you have tremendous opportunities, particularly when it comes to making sense of huge databases that are being built up in all sorts of fields, he said. For example, imagine a system that can take medical records from 285 million people around the world with diabetes, anonymize those records, and analyze them looking for potential new treatments or preventive measures. He says there is no mechanism today that could do that, and the reason is that medical data is unstructured. There's little consistency in how the records are kept, and medical conditions might be described in different ways. He goes on to talk about when you put together volumes of data and the numbers of people that have to be covered in these massive unstructured data sets, the figures mount up to quintillions of bytes. That's the challenge facing new types of computing tools, for example, Watson supercomputer, which won a highly publicized Jeopardy quiz show match earlier this year. Now Watson is being put to work on a tougher task, making sense of medical records, which is just the kind of job Meyerson has in mind. He goes on to talk about tracking the flow of highway traffic. You know, we know about smart highways and all that. I'm trying to find the area here. Okay. He says, what will the next level be like in the year 2111? Honestly, at 100 years, he says, I'm genuinely unsure. He says, the past century has shown that the pace of technological advancement can be highly variable, depending on what kinds of breakthroughs come to the fore. But if Meyerson had to bet on one particular game-changing technology, it would be coming up with a direct interface between computing circuits and the human brain. If it turns out that there is a very, and this is a quote from him, if it turns out that there is a very natural way to communicate data back and forth without being obtrusive, then the whole world changes. That's the end of that quote. This wouldn't be like a Borg-like assimilation in which humans look increasingly like machines. Rather, the machines would blend into the human body.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of that? I mean, you know, we can talk about this stuff, and the average person would say, well, you're just a crackpot. You're a conspiracy theorist. This is all science fiction stuff. But they're talking about it openly in mainstream news publications now.
And the whole reinvention of government, everything that they're doing is all documented, which is how I could find it out. I mean, I'm not a superhuman. I go out to the websites and I read about this stuff. The difference is that because I know how computer systems are designed, I can just get a hint, just a whiff of a system, and I can put it together in my mind. And in 2007, I've written quite a lot about the redesign of our healthcare system, and that article that you just read proves exactly what I said about the reason why they nationalized the medical records. I knew that they were going to be doing applied genomics research, applied medical research, using the nationalized medical record database. And what he was just talking about there, the skills that people will need, is to be able to analyze that data, to be able to select a population from the data that you might want to do some experiments on. and then how to set up those experiments to where you have the researchers in the background and the front end care providers hooked up in such a way that the researchers can tell the frontline supervisor or frontline care supervisor, if you will, what medical treatments to give that person. It's human experimentation at a very high level to the point where the person who is the research subject, the lab rat, won't even know. They won't even know.
Yeah, and once again, we come back to the word efficiency, because these databases and all of this technological stuff enables them to manage all of society, every aspect of society, from the top down.
Yes.
So we're all going to become, if this is allowed to continue, basically these automatons that can't, you know, object to whatever plan that these controllers want to put into place on us.
Yeah, and then in 2001 Space Odyssey, you mentioned the movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene in 2001 Space Odyssey where you've got, it looks like a moonscape and a black box and then a monkey sitting in front of it. Well, people have different interpretations, but my interpretation of that is the de-evolution of mankind. You will have two, just like we have basically two types of people now in terms of income. We have the ultra wealthy, and we're getting to the point where we have the absolute abject poverty stricken. Well, there will be the genius level people that have their systems, and then everybody else will have devolved towards the point of being, you know, closer to the monkeys than people, and that's where these people are. That's where technology is headed. That's where the very high end researchers, technologists, that's where they're going with this.
Yeah, and so the public needs to really be aware that this is the plan, because there really is, I don't think, any kind of awareness, even among, I think there's a slight awareness among some of the patriot community. There are certain individuals who have talked about this stuff. But by and large, the average public has no idea any of this research and experimentation is going on. And I'm afraid a lot of these younger, some of these younger people would actually even embrace this sort of thing. You know, it's being marketed as the next, you mentioned the monkeys, it's being marketed as the next level of evolution among these transhumanists.
Well, yeah, and actually you could think about it. See, you know, to really understand what's going on in the world today, you kind of have to separate yourself from everything that you think you know about the world and just start fresh. Look at the reinvention of government. Look at the redesign of the systems, because it's in the redesign of the systems that you see the direction where they're going. And you're right about the fiction, because all of the futurists, they are systems analysts. And the reason why they can write this what appears to be fiction is because these are big, big systems, and they take years to develop and implement. When you think about the number of people involved, just the scale, the scope of what they're trying to do, you can see it would take years. And that's why they write this stuff as fiction to condition the people towards acceptance of this, all the while that they're moving step by step towards it.
Yeah,
and they know they're moving.
If they just came out and said, this is where we're going to take society, people would object. After years of breaking down that initial shock, you know, of seeing these things, there's an initial shock. And so the entertainment media is certainly beneficial from their standpoint to do just that, to introduce the ideas and then later on start to gradually slip it in. Everything is being done by increments.
Yes. Yeah, because of the time that it takes. That's the way projects are done. They're done in step by step because you can't do everything all at once. You know, your plan might be a 20-year plan to put it all in, especially, you know, for big government systems. But you can't do a 20-year plan. You can only do like a 3 or 4 year plan, each step moving you closer and closer and closer to your ultimate goal.
Yeah, absolutely. We already have some callers piling up here, Vicki. Folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. As the hours progress, we're going to probably, I'm sure, be getting into the whole China thing again as well, because there's certainly a lot to talk about. I've got articles here about how they're the anchor babies. You know, we covered that thing a couple of weeks ago, I guess, about how there was one of these houses where the house was busted, where these Chinese were coming in and having anchor babies. And I said at the time, if there's one that's busted, there's a whole lot more out there that are just going on, and now we have more coming out about that. Maybe we'll get to that as time progresses. But let's go to the phone lines in Indiana and talk to Joe.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your guest, Vicki. Vicki, what you said and what you were reading a little bit earlier, I can verify for you some of these issues. I'm a physician, and right now we are in the process of going to what's called electronic medical
record. Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Are you speaking directly into the phone?
Oh, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit faint. If you could maybe talk up a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know I'm a physician, and what you're speaking is so true. Right now, we are being forced to go to what's called electronic medical records. And what they're doing is Medicare is trying to entice the physicians by offering us $48,000. They claim they're going to give you $48,000 so you can upgrade all your systems. You go to a computer-based system. And then all your records, and then every day, apparently, you're supposed to process your progress notes, you know. And now, when I was at a daddy-daughter dance a couple of months ago, a lot of the docs were telling me, oh, this is great, the government's going to give you money, this and that. And I was trying to wake people up, and they were just, oh, this is not, it's not so bad. But so far, what's happened is you have to hire another person to follow you around so you could take the notes, because it's just more work. Now Medicare wants to charge you a fee per month, I think about $500, $600 a month, to join the system. And eventually what they'll do is they want to fine you if you don't get on board with this electronic medical. And, you know, myself and a few other docs that are kind of aware of what's happening, we're trying to be the last holdouts as long as possible. And, in fact, right now they've got a prescription program. By the end of this month, I have to be signed up so that every time I write a prescription, it goes into a database. Now, there's a physician, this woman, she was board certified, she ran medical programs out in California, and she was a guest on Deanna Spingola's show here on RBN. Mm-hmm. She was talking about where the future is really going, and in fact, we already got wind of it. Eventually, what will happen is, as I present my electronic medical record, I will be given a choice of 3 treatment plans. And based on those 3 treatment plans, I can only pick those 3. And if I deviate from any of those, now this is coming in the future, but if you deviate, you'll be fined. Just like right now, if you're not, if I'm not on board with this prescription process by the end of June, I'll be fined 1% of my total gross that I get from Medicare. So this is how they do it. They entice the doctors. Now I have a very dear friend whose older brother is an internist down in California. He jumped on it, you know, decided to upgrade his office, get onto electronic medical records, and the government has not reimbursed them. So it's not the first time the government lies to you and sets you up and entices you with money. But I just wanted to say these things are happening, and I think what's coming too is that, like you were saying, there was the research aspect of it, because that part I remember reading in one of my journals. That this will be a boon for medical research. We're going to be able to document all the diabetics, and we could talk about treatments and genomes and this and that and genetics. But it's another reason, the insidious part, the evil part, will be that you only will be allowed certain treatments, and some of them won't even work. And they want to completely, and the fact that you'll only be given three and you can't deviate means I can't use any homeopathic or advice.
Right.
Tell my patients. But that's what I wanted to let you know, and you may want to look into that a little bit more, because this is really happening.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the ultimate plan is.
Hang on, Joe and Vicki.
Okay.
We have to take a break here, and we'll hold you over the break. And we have some other callers as well. Hang with us. We'll get to you as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
We'll have the few minutes away here, folks. This is Governor America visiting with Vicki Davis. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Governor America, final segment of this hour. We got another whole hour to go. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you're certainly welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If the lines are all packed, as we have a lot of people on board right now, then just keep letting it ring, keep trying to get through, and I think it'll ring until a line becomes available. So just keep trying. But Joe is on the line in Indiana, and we're visiting with Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. And, Joe, I really appreciate your calling in and with that confirmation. Vicki, you were about to address some of the things that Joe said with regard to the databasing and the federal funding of this program for Medicare.
Well, What the doctors should understand is that the ultimate plan is that the face-to-face encounter with patients, that they want to have the second-tier providers. That would be the nurse practitioners and the physician's assistants.
Yes.
And the reason why, of course, is because they don't have the medical training to be able to know whether or not what is being prescribed by the computer system is going to be is the right treatment for that patient.
And Vicki, you're already seeing this. We have popping up mostly, I'm outside of the Chicagoland area, about 50 miles, but in the Chicagoland area in the suburbs, you'll see these doc, we call them doc-in-the-boxes, and they're mainly staffed. You have one attending physician, a person with an MD, and then the rest, like you said, are nurse practitioners or PAs. And I have a brother, my younger brother's a PA, and he's a very good PA. He was PA in the military first, but the point is he takes orders. You know what I mean? His job, like you said, my training was to think through things. I am a diagnostician, so I think through these things. I like the pathophysiology of things, but this is what they want to move us doctors away from. They're scared of people that want to think through a diagnosis and come up with a plan. They just want you to follow orders.
Right. Well, the good doctors who want to do that, they will put them in teams. I mean, the ones that don't quit. They will put them in teams with other doctors, and they will discuss the cases and then as a group make a decision on the diagnosis or, you know, on what they're going to do.
Well, a consensus.
Yes.
So basically I call that the golden parachute for doctors because they're buying you out of the business when they do that. And that's even happened before. I mean, if you look at the Texas Medicaid algorithm project, that's what they were doing. They were testing a computer system that they had designed to prescribe medications for the patient because the ultimate goal is to have the computer make the decisions based on chemistry, just
right.
Medicine by chemistry.
That's true, and I'll tell you what else is coming down the line. When I was in my residence, I was in the Air Force where I did my residency, and I had a patient. One of the veterans had a really serious ulcer, which we couldn't resolve. I mean, so you do your rotations. I came into my rotation, and it took a while for the one of the nurses. You know, you build up a trust, you build up your relationship. Turns out she was a daughter of one of the Shawnee Indian. Her father was a medicine man for the Shawnee Indian tribe in that local area. And she trusted me enough to say, you know, doc, I think we can probably treat this person. I think we can close the ulcer. Would you be interested in this? And I said, sure. I've always been open to alternative things. And as long as it's safe, that's fine. So we did. We had the patient come in after 4 in the VAs and things like everything closed after 4. So I had him come in. We took care of it.
Hey, Joe, I got the top of the hour break. If you want to hang on, I'll hold you over for
okay.
One more second.
We'll do.
Okay?
Sure will.
Stay with us, folks. We have lots of calls on the line. We'll get to you. Hang with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold.